On the KSRO live line with us is Bob Thompson. He's the director of the Blyer Center for Television and Pop Culture at Syracuse University. And Bob, I knew this was coming, and still I feel incredibly sad.
Yeah, I mean, I would, if you got to the top of the pyramid of great American entertainers, and I'm talking about the entire history of the United States, she's right up there, right up with the, you know, the ones at the very top. And, you know, when you're thinking, and when we first heard that she was in very bad health, you start thinking of what's on her resume. Presidential Medal of Freedom,
yeah.
Grammy Lifetime Achievement. I think she was the first woman in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, she was in 1987.
She even has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But all of that stuff, and then, of course, all the many, many, many awards that her performance has won. But she's got honorary degrees from, like, I don't know, 12 or 15 colleges and universities, including Harvard, Princeton, and Yale.
Wow.
So she's got a pretty serious resume.
Yeah, when you talk about impact, which is what we do when we talk about performers of any kind, I mean, hers was so far-reaching and wide-ranging. And, you know, I mean, it's just a blessing to us that we have that cadre of music left to honor her by and to still enjoy. But wow, what a
you know,
loss.
I think her impact is going to continue for decades and decades and decades. There are some big stars in some media that I'm surprised how huge they are, and within two or three generations, nobody's heard of them. I was shocked with my students this summer to learn that they had no idea who Johnny Carson had been. They had no idea who John Wayne was. There are an awful lot of huge stars that do very important work, but really don't translate. I don't think that's going to be the case with Aretha Franklin. Her songs, even the songs that she recorded way back in 1960s, are still played and played frequently, and I think we're going to hear them like we continue to hear songs by the Beatles and Sinatra and people like that. So I think her legacy is intact for a long, long time.
And you know, Bob, one of the things that really struck me, and it was played frequently after we found out that Aretha was gravely ill, was a clip from the Kennedy Center Music Honors, which took place earlier this year. And one of those honored was Carole King, who wrote Natural Woman,
right,
who recorded it, but then, of course, Aretha recorded it, and that changed everything. And Aretha sang that song when Carole King was being honored. And to watch Carole King's reaction to Aretha's performance is priceless in terms of what kind of an impression Aretha Franklin made.
Oh, that was a beautiful performance. One of many, many, but that was a beautiful one. And among the many emotions Carole King was having, I think one of them was, I wrote that.
Yeah.
That's so much better than I thought I had written it.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I wrote it, I recorded it, and wow, look what she's done.
And again, Aretha did that with a lot of, she did a lot of covers that I think she exceeded the original. I'm thinking Spanish Harlem had originally been recorded by someone else. Even her version, as iconic as Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water was, once I heard Aretha's, that to me was the definitive performance of that show.
Yeah,
song.
It just seemed to be no limit of her to her ability to reach right into the inner workings of your soul and just hang on to it for a while, you know?
And we haven't even gotten to that. That's just her singing. She could play a keyboard, a piano, really, really accomplished as well.
I didn't know she was a prodigy as a kid, like 5 years old playing the piano, but apparently...
Oh, yeah. She was doing gospel in her church. Yeah, very, very, very young. Well, she did a lot of things very young. She became a mother very young as well.
Yes, she did. And it was an interesting sidebar, not a sidebar, but a different phase of her career once she had so many hit records in the 60s and 70s, and then the appearance in the Blues Brothers movie.
Oh, yeah. I'd almost forgotten about that.
Yeah. All of a sudden, a whole new generation of people went, wow, she's good, you know?
Which I suppose, you know, we saw what a good performer she was, because when she sang, she was doing a lot more singing. It was a presence. It was a form of acting and presentation. But, I said she was in both Blues Brothers movies.
She had to come back for the second one. I think it was demanded that she did. But just an amazing force in musical history, and damn, I'm going to miss her.
And the one thing I think that we can all take comfort in, that while she herself is gone and will no longer be performing, by the way, I live about a quarter of a mile from the place where the Jazz Fest happens here. I've seen her perform from my house on Tuesday.
Wow, Bob, that's very cool.
Well, that's not going to happen anymore. However, those recordings aren't going away, and there's a lot of them, and I think we will continue to listen to them for a very long time.
No question about it. No question about it. Safe journey, Aretha Franklin. Now she can really do a duet with George Michael, among many others. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bob, thanks so much for being here this morning. It was important for us to talk to you at this juncture.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That is Robert Thompson from Syracuse University.